Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Raheny Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He is a mastermind. So being able to have him, sometimes he's on the headset and it's like, this is a great play call right here. Here we go. And so he has all belief and confidence in himself. And then, you know, those little things actually provide confidence, you know, when you're about to go call the play. And the belief and trust in him, the faith in him that he's dialing it up and he does every time.
That's Caleb Williams talking about Ben Johnson. This is Raheny Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we're talking about a Bears team that is 4-2, winning its first four games in a row since 2018. And do you know what happened that year? Not only did the Bears go to the playoffs, but Ryan Pace got Executive of the Year and Matt Nagy got Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Good callback to what Marshall Harris noticed in the betting market.
Okay, so, you know, I'm always looking for some value in the betting market, right?
You are. You play the value. You're like a trader that way.
And a good example is what I did with the American League before the playoffs started. Really, we were still coming down the stretch. I bet $10 on the Toronto Blue Jays to win the World Series, the American League. And I bet $2 on the Seattle Mariners to win the American League. So that way, even if I lost, I was going to be good. I just didn't believe in the other teams in the American League.
I would say you hedged your bet.
I hedged it full on. So even though I had lost the $2 on the Mariners,
I won my $2.
I got $50 on the Blue Jays because this was back in the day. So same approach here. You got to look for smart money. And who has a better runway right now where you don't know than Ben Johnson right now as far as coach of the year in the NFL? Here's why I say that. Because when I look at the odds right now for coach of the year, leading the pack, unsurprisingly, is Shane Steichen at plus 125. You bet $10, you win $12.50. Next up, Mike Vrabel, plus 300. Then it's Kyle Shanahan, plus 700. Dan Campbell comes in at plus 1,300. Mike McDonald at plus 1,400. And there's Ben Johnson at plus 1,800. That means if you bet $10
mm-hmm.
on him to win Coach of the Year, and he wins Coach of the Year, you get $180. Mm. That is looking at the Bears' schedule right now and understanding that if the Bears make the playoffs, he's going to be one of maybe two guys. Let's say Shane Steichen, if he ends up with the best record in the conference, okay, it's probably Shane Steichen. But after that, are they really going to give Dan Campbell Coach of the Year? Like, if they go...
Oftentimes, it's not the coaches with the dominant rosters. I mean, look at Bill Belichick. How many did he get? Not enough.
Coach of the Year is a...
Kevin O'Connell, you know.
It's a narrative-based award.
It is a narrative-based award. And the Colts, by the way, have the top offense in points per game in the National Football League now.
Right. Is it real? Like, aren't the Colts that team right now? Is this for real?
Have to tell you, that Sunday game against the Chargers, especially in L.A., I was like, man. Wait, that's a good Chargers team.
Why in L.A.?
Because of the fact that it was on the road, too.
That's not a real road game. And L.A. is not still, a real road game. Especially not Rams, but Chargers.
Dude, the time difference is real.
But the point, you're still traveling. You're still doing the act of playing on the road. Like, that, to me, matters when it comes to all of this.
When we talked to Joe, he talked about the fact that what we've seen over the last, I think, 5, maybe 10 years, is that the road advantage doesn't exist in the NFL as it used to in the same way that college does.
Yeah, okay, maybe, but I also think, like, when we're watching the Bears game, we're talking about Caleb Williams having to go to a silent count, which is typically something you do on the road. Like, that's still something players
say.
That's
in Baltimore. You don't have to do that when you go play L.A. It's mostly your fans traveling.
True.
But still, you have to go on the road. Like, that's still another layer of preparation.
I agree with the road comment. But in L.A., it is the exception to the rule. Just like Vegas is the exception to the rule.
The Dallas Cowboys crowd at home is not great either. But I'm still very impressed by what the Colts were able to do.
They
dominated that first half of that game.
They look good. So you have to see, do you believe in Shane Steichen? Vrabel is a little even surprising to me because, like, isn't he already a proven coach? Mike Vrabel, don't we know who he is and what he does?
Let's be honest here. The two guys that are going to get the benefit of the doubt are Mike Vrabel and Ben Johnson because they're kind of the darlings of this, especially Ben Johnson. Like,
new
Ben Johnson,
hires.
They're going to want to give it to Ben Johnson just the way they wanted to give it to Matt Nagy, the way they wanted to give it. My God, am I going back to Dick Duron? Did Lovie Smith have? No, Dick Duron definitely had a coach of the year, I believe, in his 13-3 season. But yeah, I do believe that there's going to be a design. Like, you can't deny Shane Steichen if he continues to do what he is doing with the Colts and if it continues to be legitimate. But Ben Johnson is going to get votes because people like Ben Johnson.
And when you look at Baltimore, Cincinnati, New York, Minnesota being the next four games, if they just win three of those games, right? How are you feeling about the Bears?
The Bears as a team or Ben Johnson?
If they're 7-3 after 10 games.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like all bullet points alert.
Those odds will change, correct? He will no longer be plus 1,800 to win coach of the year.
No, and that's what you're saying.
So, like, get in now.
Get it. Yes. This is the last stop.
Well said, Marshall.
Marshall bets on FanDuel.
Yeah, he does.
Sportsbook of 670 The Score.
Mm-hmm. He's, like I said before, we're hanging on the producer studio. This guy's playing chess. He really is. Like, he's got some good ideas.
I just have a gambling problem, but he's got good ideas. I do not have a gambling problem. At the beginning of the season,
Emma was right to call you dingus.
He was a favorite to win coach of the year. Depending on where you went, he was either the favorite or the top two favorite because he's a new coach, and new coaches have that advantage we talked about.
Absolutely. And frankly, Matt Nagy, I think part of the reason he won Coach of the Year wasn't just because they did the right things with the talent that was there already, too.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of this is all it took was somebody different to come in, and then that was a playoff team with 2 4-game win streaks. You know, and the loss that broke up that win streak was a loss to the Giants, I believe, in overtime. So, like, they could have won 9 games in a row.
Who?
The Bears in 2018.
Oh, in 2018.
Because they had an 8 out of 9 stretch.
See, I'm not used to you being the one to go back to 2018. Like, but you admonished me for that many times.
No. I just think that here's where I take issue with that year, is the concept that the Bears were going to go to the Super Bowl that year. That's where I really take issue. Because if you go back, that Saints and Rams game was an absolute classic. The Saints would have demolished Bears if they had made it out of that round.
I agree.
And that's where I take issue. And if you'll recall, that was the non-pass interference call that basically sent the new NFL LA team to the Super Bowl. Huh, mm-hmm. Wonder why. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel about that.
Do you guys remember Ben Roethlisberger's first year with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
And he got put into a very comfy nest.
Okay. So
it was like with feathers. And
after an initial rocky road for Ben Johnson, because he was getting acclimated at a first-time head coach. And one of the things I love about him is how he will describe his own mistakes as he's building forward to this.
Yes.
I think he has put Caleb Williams in a very comfortable situation where even when Caleb doesn't play well, if they're going to run the ball, stop the run, and get to the quarterback, as Grody says, then they're going to be in these games, and it's just a matter of buying time for Caleb Williams to catch up to what Ben Johnson wants to do and what he needs from his quarterback.
I love that, because what they're doing, they're going to need that to thrive no matter how good Caleb Williams is. So, yeah, I mean, I'm always just looking for things during these wins that are legitimate and sustainable. The things that happened in the Vegas game, giving up 240 yards rushing, that is not sustainable stuff. Not taking advantage of the turnovers, that is not sustainable stuff. But to your point, getting to the quarterback more now, stopping the run and running game. That is all stuff, and hopefully Caleb meets everybody in the middle pretty soon.
What about getting 244 yards on the ground as a team? That was pretty impressive.
That the Bears were able to do that.
Yes.
Because Manungai. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the party, pal.
81 yards for Kyle Manungai. That was great.
So
additionally,
nice.
Holding Alvin Kamara to only 28.
Mm-hmm.
That is wild. Like, Dennis Allen put on a damn clinic on Sunday.
Also, it was a bad team. I just want to make sure we reemphasize that.
But you know what you do to bad teams?
Make them
look worse, baby.
That's right. Pull out all the tricks.
Are the Ravens a bad team?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
We need to establish that because they're a one-win team also. That's why I asked.
Well, here we
go. I'm conflicted about this.
Their defense is bad. Guys, they are 32nd in points allowed, 30th in total yards, 28th in passing yards, 26th in rush yards. You might be getting them at a good time, but I do think Baltimore will get their bleep together by the end of the season.
So, Baltimore, here are the teams that they have lost to. The Bills, the Lions, the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Rams. Besides the Texans, I think all the other teams are playoff teams.
Yeah, so, the Texans one was outrageous. Outrageously bizarre. Like that is actually the one that tipped me off to this actually being worse than I thought. That was the one where I'm saying to myself, what the hell's wrong with your team? How on earth did you lose to that Texans team? Did you see what happened last night?
They had
2 weeks off, the Texans did, and they got trounced by the Seahawks.
Well, two things. Back to your on the road. That's a place with an actual home field advantage, Seattle.
But they had 2 weeks. Like, what were they doing?
They couldn't get anything down the field. The offensive line didn't hold up. That's what they were doing.
Their offensive line is bad. Firing Bobby Slowick was also a terrible decision. But.
And so that team put up 44 points on the Ravens and held the Ravens to 10 points.
Mm-hmm. And then everybody's like, oh, maybe the Texans are back. And I'm sad because Zach Orr, who is a North Texas guy, he's coordinating their defense, and he was a tremendous linebacker for my school, and I'm just sad about it.
You sound like you take offense to the Texans being back.
No, I mean, but they're not back. They got beat pretty badly by the Seahawks.
Here's why they were never back. Even though they beat down the Ravens 44-10, which is a very impressive game to go and do that in Baltimore, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my point. Lamar Jackson didn't play in that game. And if Lamar Jackson doesn't play this week, the Bears should do what they're supposed to do.
So you're disrespecting Cooper Rush. There you go again.
No. Yes, I'm disrespecting Cooper Rush. Or maybe I'm showing him the proper amount of respect that Cooper Rush deserves.
Yeah, 4 picks to 0 touchdowns for Cooper Rush this year.
So, yeah. Well, I wasn't disrespecting him. I was giving him the amount of respect he has earned.
I was giving you crap. I would put money on that right now, Marshall. Show me your ways.
Okay,
your ways.
Yeah, I was tempted to do that because of the 6.5. I was like, oh, if he doesn't play, that 6.5 is going to disappear so quick.
We have more coming up here in Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Speaking of the Ravens, I don't know that the answer or solution to what they want to do internally is going to help with their record. We're going to examine that next here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.